Profiling local heroes from CESA, the local hero people, with Phil Corman from CESA, and Kate Caravan from Bug Hill Farm in Ashfield, Mass. Caravan, that's quite the last name. Were you brought over from another country by gypsies or something like that?
Well, kind of. I grew up in the Mojave Desert.
Well, there you go. And now Bug Hill Farm specializes in cordials. I've been to the Tuesday Market, and you do a little cordial tasting. First of all, what is a cordial?
A cordial is simply an old-fashioned word for the way people used to preserve fruit before there was refrigeration.
So what's the difference between, say, like a jelly, a jam, and a cordial?
Well, a jelly would be fruit that has been strained, which I don't do any of those. And a jam is something where you just take all the fruit and jam it up together and add sweetener. I don't do those either.
A cordial is
something that you make. Usually it's an infusion of flowers. In the case of the elderflower cordial that we make, for the rhubarb rush, we actually press the rhubarb and ginger root through a wine press, just like you would grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made not from a concentrate, but from the whole fruit. And then we add local honey, so we don't use any sugar either. So you use a little tiny bit in a glass of your favorite liquid.
It doesn't ferment. It is not alcoholic in and of itself.
It's not. It's alcohol-free.
But they're awesome with alcohol. Elderflower is the first one. Let's try that one.
Okay, so elderflower we're going to try. And this is made with elderflowers that are infused in a simple syrup. This is the exception. We do use organic cane sugar in this because honey would overwhelm the taste of the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Now, people who do drink a lot of booze use Saint Germain, which is, it comes in a fancy bottle, right, but it comes from like the Alps.
So this is the local answer to Saint Germain. And it's very ephemeral. We make it only one time of the year when the elderflowers are blooming. And since we can't freeze flowers, we have it for a few months and then it's gone.
This is delicious. I think this is it's more powerful than Saint Germain. And I'm just having it with a little soda. I don't know what
Actually, you haven't even had any soda.
Oh, that is why. I was like, wow, this is like drinking straight elderflower.
So this
because
it is. This is well water that we carbonate at home, and then we bring it to farmers markets to add to our drinks. So we make spritzers at farmers markets. So we're going to make an elderflower spritzer here.
You could just as easily do this with
champagne or Prosecco. The Brits like it with gin and soda.
Yeah, and then it becomes an elderflower martini sort of, right?
Yeah, elder teeny, I call it.
Teeny elder, sort of like my Nana right before she died.
She shrunk.
Yeah, she did.
So we'll go to the next one, which is our blackcurrant cordial that I call Kiss of Cassis.
Mm.
Cassis being the French word for blackcurrant. So taste that. And that is just made with the berries through a wine press and local honey.
Now, what would you put this in personally?
Traditionally, the French make a cure royale out of that. So you could put that in champagne or Prosecco, but I like it in vodka with some lime juice.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other non-alcoholic uses for your cordials for people who maybe still on the wagon?
Yeah, we should think about that. In sparkling water. Uh-huh. Any of these can just be straight sparkling water, and you can even put it in your water bottle, flavor your own water.
Right.
Don't buy bottles of water.
If I had a vanilla ice cream or something
on Bart's vanilla ice cream, or any really good quality ice cream like Bart's, or sorbets.
Tasting the current cordial from Bug Hill Farm in Ashfield with Kate Caravan and Phil Corman from CESA. What's the next one we have?
The next one is Rhubarb Rush. This is made with organic rhubarb put through a wine press, same as the other stuff, and ginger root put through the wine press. So it's not ginger juice that we're buying in a concentrate. This is all whole foods and then our honey.
Why do we use the word cordial for these little things and when people are kind of nice to you? Do you know?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Because when you walk around with a little cup of cordial like this, it's hard not to feel like overwhelmingly British and like, I do want to be nice to you. Unless I'm a member of parliament and you're Rupert Murdoch.
This is made from black currants, local honey, a little tiny bit of cinnamon and some arrowroot for thickener.
And
but no sugar, no pectin.
Is this a jam or a jelly?
I call it a spread that you can also turn into a sauce for meat. So if you add a little olive oil to that and some lime juice and you slather, some salmon or some pork lamb.
It's screaming pork at me right now.
Yeah.
I want to be
or squealing.
Pig.
Kate Caravan from Bug Hill Farm in Ashfield and Phil Corman from CESA. Bug Hill is an interesting name for a hill and your farm. Why do they call it Bug Hill?
Well, the rumor is when I first moved there that it had nothing to do with insect populations, but it had to do with the wind in the winter and the howling of wolves in the 1800s that drove people buggy.
Wow.
That's scary.
And I'll tell you, the wind up there is scary.
Are there wolves?
There's no more wolves left, but we have lots of coyotes.
Okay. Kate Caravan from Bug Hill Farm in Ashfield and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.